Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. So we're going to continue to discuss the halachos of Kosev, which situations you're chayiv, which situations you are pater. So we're going to start with chayiv. HaKosev Shtei Osios Behelem Echad. If a person writes two letters, Beshogeg, in one period of forgetfulness, he does not realize anything in between writing the first and second letters, chayiv, he's chayiv a kabin chatas. Kosev B'diyah B'sam B'sikra B'kamos B'kan Kantum B'kaldav Shu Roshem. If he writes with any sort of kind of ink, al shnei kol seizavios, and if he writes two letters on two walls in a corner of a house, meaning where they come to a right angle with each other, val shnei levachei pinkas, or on two different panels, two different boards that have wax coating on them, and he scrapes in the letters. Vehein nehegin ze imze, but you could read the two letters together. Chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. Hakosiv al b'saro, if a person writes on his own flesh, chayiv. Hamasarit al b'saro, if he scratches into his own flesh, Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chatos v'chom potr. That's a machlokas. Rabbi Lezer says you are chayiv, and the chamisay you're potr. Kosav b'mashkin b'mei peros b'avak drachim b'avak asofrim u'b'kald avashen miskayim. If he writes with something that is not a lasting ink, like he uses strawberry juice, or he uses other fruit juice, or he uses some dirt, or the black that's left over from after the sofer writes, and with the ink, and anything that's not lasting, potter, he's going to be potter. Li'achar yado, if he writes with the back of his hand, meaning he holds the pen upside down, biraglo, or he holds the pen between his toes, bipiv, or in his mouth, marpeko, or in his armpit, kosavo sachas samach l'ksav, he writes one letter next to an already existing letter. The ksavel gabik ksavel writes a letter on top of an existing letter. Niskavin lichtov ches. He intends to write a ches because of shnei zayin, but he doesn't connect the top of the ches, and therefore it turns out to be two zayins. Achas baritz achas bakura. Or he writes one letter on the ground and one letter on the ceiling. Ksavel kosavel shnei kosei abayis. Or he writes on two opposite walls of a house. Al shnei dape pinkas. Or on two pages of a notebook, and one and therefore they can't be read together. They're not the two letters don't seem to be connected to each other. The ein nehegin ze imze, and therefore the two letters are not read together. Potter, in all those cases you're potter. Kosovo sachas nutrikin, if he writes one letter as a symbol of something, like for example he writes a hey for the name Hashem, and he doesn't write out the whole Shem Hashem, or a shin for Shalom, something like that. Rabbi Shubham B'Seira Mechayiv Echam Potem. Rabbi Shubham B'Seira says he's going to be Chayiv because it has a mashmaus of an entire word, whereas Echam Seir Potem. Dio, Diosa. The Gemara explains, Dio is what we call in Aramis, Diosa. Sam is Sama. Sam is what we call Sama. Sikra, Amra Barbachana, Sarak, Sakarta. Shema. Komos is koma. Kankantum amra barchan amra shmuel chartadu ushkafe. So it's just translating the different types of inks from Hebrew into Aramaic. And then we said in the Mishnah, but called davar shu roshem, anything that leaves a mark. Lasuyemai, what additional type of ink is that, including that we didn't already list? Lasuyi hadutani b'chanani ksava b'mei tarya. If he writes with the water that comes out of a fruit that's called tarya v'afatza, or he writes with water that was soaked in gallnut juice, kosher. Then it's going to be kosher because that's a ksav that's miskayim. Tan Rabbi Chiya ksavo be'ever. If he writes with lead, b'shachar, or with some or b'shichar, kosher with lead or shachar or shichar, coals, that type of thing. Then it's going to be kosher. Meaning, if you write a get with such inks, it's going to be kosher because it's going to be considered a real ksiva. So mela, when it comes to Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv for such ksiva. Hamasarit al basaro, if someone scrapes onto his skin, so Rabbi Lazar is mechayiv chatos and lacham pater. Tanya, amar lehen Rabbi Lazar l'chachamim, Rabbi Lazar said to the chacham, v'halo ben satida hotzi kshafim mitzrayim b'srita shal basaro, ben satida brought kshafim from Mitzrayim with a scraping on his flesh. So you see that it's a normal way to write. He was deranged. You can't bring a raya from a deranged person. That doesn't tell you it's normal. Nothing that guy did was normal. If he writes one letter next to already existing letters, so man tana, who's the tana that taught this din? Amarava baravhuna delo kirabi Eliezer. The tana is, it's against the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Di Rabbi Eliezer, because if it were like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, ha amar achas al arig chayif. Rabbi Eliezer says in the Mishnah on the next time on Kufay Amar Aleph that if someone begins to weave a garment on Shabbos, he's not going to be chayiv unless he did enough weaving. But if the garment already existed and then he just added one weave into an existing garment, he's going to be chayiv. And therefore, the same should be true when it comes to the melacha of kosev. Adding one letter to an existing ksav should be chayiv. Ksav al gabi ksav man tana. Who's the tana that says that when you write over existing letters that you can be pater? So Rav Chista delok Rabbi Yehuda. It's certainly not Rabbi Yehuda. Titania harisha yitzarich of his shame, when he's scavenging the of Yehuda, the top of Lohita Bladalis, Mavril of Colmus, and Makachu, the Rebbe Yehuda, the Chamor in a shame in a Mufchar. Rebbe Yehuda discusses what if a person is a sofer, he's writing a Sefer Torah, and he's at a spot in the Torah where he's supposed to write the shame, Yudke Vavke, but he makes a mistake, and he thinks he's supposed to write the word Yehuda, but he forgets the Dalit in Yehuda, so he actually writes Yudke Vavke, but he had no Kavana for the shame Hashem. So what does he do about that? So Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that he could just write the letters over the existing letters, having Kavana this time, and that's in fact going to work. So you see from there, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Iksav al Gabi Iksav is considered to be Kosev, and the Chachamim disagreed. So the Tana of the Braisa taught, Kosevo Osachas v'shlima l'sefer, if a person completes a sefer by writing just one letter, he writes the last letter of a sefer, or Arag chut echad v'shlima l'beged, he weaves in one strand and it completes an entire beged, chayv. Man Tana, so who's the Tana that taught this? Amar Rav Barafuna, Rabbi Lazar, he, Tamar Achas Alarik Chayiv. That fits Rabbi Lazar, who says that when you add just a single strand to a woven beged, you're going to be Chayiv. Rav Ashi Amar Afil Te Rabbanon, Lahashlam Shaini. No, this is, even the Rabbanon would hold this. Rabbi Lazar goes a step further, meaning this is saying that when you're being Mashlam an entire Sefer with one letter, you're going to be Chayiv. Rabbi Lazar says, even if you're not being Mashlam a Sefer, you're just adding a letter next to an existing letter, that you're going to be Chayiv. Amr Rabbi Yami, Kosovo Sachas Pitvaria, Vachas Pitsipori Chayiv, Ksivahi, Elishamuchusa Kreva, that if you write one letter in one city and another letter in another city, you're going to be Chayiv because it is considered Kosev, it's just not Karov enough to each other. Vahatnan asked the Gemara, but we have in our Mishnah, Kosov al Shne Kosei Abayas, al Shne Dape Pinkas, Veinagin Zeimze Pater. Our Mishnah said that if the two letters are not close enough to be able to be read together, you're Pater. Says Gemara, Hasam, over there in our Mishnah, in order to be mitzarif the osios, you need a maisa. You need some sort of additional maisa to get them close to each other because they're written on two walls of a house. So you're going to have to cut out the walls of the house to put these two letters next to each other. But hacha, where you just wrote the letters in different locations, lo mechusar maisa de kreva. All you have to do is you don't need any other maisa other than the kreva, other than bringing them close to each other. Meaning you have two pieces of paper in two different places. You just bring one piece of paper to the other. That's all you're going to have to do. There's no other maisa that has to be done. If it's written on the walls of a house, you're still going to have to cut out the wall of the house and then bring it close to the other letter. So Tana, Higia Os Achas Chayiv. If a person fixes in a sefer a single letter, he's going to be Chayiv. So ask the Gemara, Hashta Kosovo Sachas Pater, Higia Os Achas Chayiv. If you write a single letter, you Pater, how does it make sense that by correcting a letter, you're going to be Chayiv? So I'm Rav Sheshas, Hacham Haskinon, Kigon Shana. Sometimes by correcting a single letter, you're actually writing two letters. You have the os ches, and you cut out the roof of the ches a little bit so that it turns into two zayins. Rava Amar Kigon Shenatalo L'Tago Shel Dalis Vaso Reish. Rava says that it could be that you take out the the edge off of the dalid and you turn it into a resh. And even though it's only osa achas, you're going to be chayiv because now you're fixing an entire sefer. So it's like writing osa achas and being mashlim an entire sefer, which we just said before, you're going to be chayiv for doing such a thing. Now the Gemara explains what we said in the Mishnah, that if you intend to write the letter ches and you write two zayins, you're pater. Tanan eskavin l'ktov osa achas v'alu b'yad ushtayim. If you intended to write one letter and you ended up writing two letters, chayiv. V'atnan pater, but doesn't the Mishnah say that you're pater? Lokal. That the Mishnah that says that your pater is talking about where the Zayins still need some fixing by the Tagim. And so long as you haven't done that, you haven't finished your Malacha and therefore your pater. But the Braisa is talking about where the Zayins are completely formed and therefore you're going to be Chayiv. Let's try to just get to the end of the parak over here. If you write one letter as a nutrikun, as a symbol of a full word, so Rabbi Shua ben Seir on the chayiv v'cham potrim. Rabbi Shua ben Seir says you chayiv v'cham seir potter. Amar Rabbi Yochum Mishron Biyosi ben Zimra. Minayin loshon nutrikun min haTorah. Where do we find nutrikun in the Torah? Shenemar ki av hamon goyim nisaticha. Because Hashem says to Avram Avinu, I have made you an av hamon goyim, and the words av hamon are Rashi Tevis of six things. Av nisaticha leumos. I've made you a father for the nations. I've chosen you to lead the nations. That's Av. And then Hamon is Hamon Chaviv Nisaticha Bu'umos, and Melech Nisaticha Bu'umos, and Vasik Nisaticha Bu'umos, and Neba Nisaticha Bu'umos. So it stands for all of these different things, all of these different roles that Avram Avinu was going to have. And there are actually psukim in Nach that indicate that Avram has all these roles, right? When it says that chaviv nesaticha bu'umos, hamon chaviv nesaticha bu'umos, is because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, zera Avraham ohavi. When it says melech, the pasuk says in Bereishis Chaf Gimel, nasi elukim ata b'tochenu. When it says vasik, okay, that one I don't know if there's a pasuk for, nem, the pasuk in Nehemiah says. Rabbi Yochanan didei Amar. Rabbi Yochanan himself says, "How do I know lashon nutrikun min haTorah? But from the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi is a nutrikun, and no nafshi ksivus yahavis. That I myself have written myself into the Torah and given it to you." Hashem says, "Rabbanan Amri amirini ima ksivi hiva. I've written a beautiful saying and given it to you. Ikata Amri Anochi lemafreya yehiva." That you should read Anochi as backwards, starting with the Yud, going to the Aleph, as Rashi Tevis of Yehiva Ksiva, I've given over that which is written, Ne'eman Amareha, and its sayings are trustworthy. Debei Rabbi Nassan Amri, in the base medrash of Rabbi Nassan, they said that the source for the idea of a netrikun in the Torah is from what the Malach says to Bilam. Ki yarat haderech lenegdi. Yarat means yara ra'asa v'natasa. That it was very afraid because of the Malach that was standing across from it, and therefore it veered from the road. To be Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Carmel is Karmalei. That the makar of the idea of netrikun is from the fact by the Minchas HaOmer, it says you're supposed to bring it Carmel. Carmel means like a full stuffed pillow. So the grain should be like fully developed. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, V'hu kilani klala nimretzes. That the Pasuk says, when it tells us the story of Shimi ben Gera, when David tells Shlomo before he dies about the mice of Shimi ben Gera, he says, he cursed me a klala nimretzes. That's a nutrikun that he said. Noifu, Moavihu, Rotzeachu, Tzor, Rehu, Toeva, who, those are all the terrible things that he had said about David, and that's why David has to tell and instruct Shlomo about him. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchak Amar, the source for Netrikun is when Yehuda said to Yosef, after they find the goblet in Binyamin's pouch, Man edaber uma nitztadok. So what's nitztadok? It's a Netrikun of Nechonam anachnu, Tzadikim anachnu, Tahorim anachnu, Dakim anachnu, Kedoshim anachnu, that we are good, we are innocent, we are righteous. The final mission in the parak. Hakosiv shtei osios b'shtei helemos. If a person writes two letters on in two different periods of time, meaning in between writing the letters, he realized that he wrote the first one. Or achas shachris v'achas bin arba'im. He writes one letter in the morning and another letter
in the evening, which is like to a lemos. Rem Gamliel mechayev chum poter. Rem Gamliel says it's still going to be chayev chum seir poter. But my comment, Rem Gamliel savor in yedil chatzishir. Rabbanan savri yesh yedil chatzishir. And the whole machlokas between them is whether realizing after writing one letter is considered a realization. Meaning, do we consider that he discovered what he had done after only fulfilling a chatzishir of the avera? Certainly, if he were to write two letters and then realize, and then write another two letters, he'd be chayiv shtayim. It would be a yediya. But that's the machlokas. What about if he only has a yediya for a chatzi shir? So hadron lecha bona, and bezras Hashem, next time we will pick up with the next perek, with which I guess is the 13th perek of Masechta Shabbos, which is Rabbi Lezer Omer Ha'oreg, perek Ha'oreg, be'ezras Hashem, next time, Dav Kuf Hei, Amid Aleph.